I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Attacks on Christians by radical Islamists in Nigeria continue, and the Nigerian government has finally admitted that Christians are being targeted by groups like Boko Haram. Ed Weaver of Spoken Worldwide says many Christians have fled the northern part of the country to get away from the violence, and he's concerned the gospel would go with them. To prevent this, Spoken Worldwide is training pastors to minister in northern Nigeria. But isn't that a hard sell?
We thought we might have maybe 500 or 600 people in the discipleship pipeline by now, and we've got just under 7,000. So what's happened is the Muslims that are being essentially chased away by Boko Haram are realizing that they're having a crisis of faith and they're coming to Christ.
So pray that Nigerian believers will have supernatural love from the Holy Spirit. And Native American suicide rates are the highest of any racial or ethnic group in the United States. As concern for these communities continues to grow, everyone from Congress to the church is looking for ways to help those who are suffering without hope. Though government funding could help communities access important resources like counseling services, this is a community that needs to hear the gospel. Brad Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries explains how their On Eagle's Wings ministry has worked for years to bring hope and healing to Native American young people.
We certainly have found through connecting with these Native young people who have found hope in a relationship with Jesus that is where the true transformation comes.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.